It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. With the North Bay Report, I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. 10 Santa Rosa middle school students talked with an astronaut aboard the International Space Station last month. KRCB's Adia White attended the event at the Sonoma County Library and tells us how talking to someone in space boosted their interest in science and tech.
Santa Rosa Middle School students lined up to ask astronaut Nick Haig what it's like to live aboard the International Space Station.
Does being in space change you mentally? If yes, in what ways? Over.
What happens if there is a leak in the space station? Over.
What are some do's and don'ts in the space station? Over.
How long have you lived on the ISS? Over.
Have you seen any major visible changes on Earth from space? Over.
That last question was from 13-year-old Madison Martinez.
I liked his answer because he explained that how he could see the snow accumulate in the sky, and I think that's pretty cool.
Planning for this event started about a year ago when Sonoma County Library submitted a proposal to NASA to allow Santa Rosa students to talk with someone on the space station. The library was selected out of hundreds of other applicants nationwide.
We were one of 13 locations in the U.S. chosen for contacts this year.
That's Sonoma County Library event specialist Megan Backus. She said the downtown library branch was selected because their proposal included additional programming about science and technology.
We worked locally with the Robert Ferguson Observatory to develop programs for kids and families, including solar viewing events, which we hosted at 4 different branches in the month of September, each on a Saturday, where the Robert Ferguson Observatory brought over a special telescope with a filter so that participants could look directly at the sun.
She hopes events like these will inspire more Sonoma County students to become interested in pursuing a career in science.
We are thrilled to host this program at the library. It's our first time, and it's caused a lot of buzz, and we know it's gotten students interested in learning about space and in STEM programming.
Students like Logan Figler.
I was really excited to talk today. It was a little nerve-wracking at first, but it was really cool to interact with someone on the ISS.
Does this make you more excited about science and, you know, your future coursework, all the things you'll be learning?
Yeah, it really opened my eyes to see just how much goes into these type of things and how much science is behind everything.
Bigler used to want to be an astronaut when he was younger, but that's changed since he's grown up.
What are your dreams now?
I want to play in the MLB.
Like Figler, Madison Martinez also isn't changing her dreams because of the event. She still wants to be an architect. But the event did inspire her interest in learning more about science and tech.
It's not like something you could do every day. It's like a one-in-a-lifetime chance for me. It made me more interested in like how space works and NASA, definitely.
I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
You can see photos of the event at norcalpublicmedia.org.